أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And so we're now at the door of Laylatul Qadr. It's getting serious. So after today, there's no messing. Now the six main aspects of what we call the A'mal for Laylatul Qadr are Salah, Istighfar, Dua, there is a la'an, which is withdrawal of mercy. There's recitation and placing on the head of the Qur'an. And there's a ziyarah. So let's try and just understand very briefly these amals. In the salah, we recite two rakats with seven times ikhlas in each rakat. And this is to wake the soul up to the concept of tawheed. It focuses the attention towards divinity and towards wanting to reach one's full potential. Once we are focused towards divinity, then we recite a tasbih of 70 times of istighfar. It is here that we admit to our shortcomings and to talk to Him honestly. Basically, we say, I'm really sorry for messing up. If we look at the small du'as that are then recited, the essence of these du'as revolves around invitation to Hajj, an increase in lifespan, an increase in sustenance, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And the last thing is being able to promote his message so it allows others too to reach their full potential. Often we recite these du'as like parrots and not focus or ponder over their meanings. There is a tasbih of la'an as well. And la'an in essence is a du'a asking Allah to withdraw mercy. It is trying to understand that there are agencies of evil which require recognition so we are able to keep away from them. And the Quran gives plenty of examples from whom Allah has withdrawn His mercy. The amal that is sort of the focus of Laylatul Qadr is what we call the amal of the Quran, where the Quran is placed on the head and we repeat the names of the ma'sumin who are the talking Quran. It is in essence a commitment to lead life according to the book and the Ahlul Bayt. In the Arabic language, when you give importance to something, you say, ala ra'asi, on my head. And when we put it on our head, we are saying, this is the most important book in my life. It is that which will guide me to my full potential with the help of the names of those who I am repeating who are the talking Quran. And therefore a time to understand who the ma'sumin are. And finally, the ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. A hadith tells us that 124,000 angels and prophets seek permission on Laylatul Qadr to do the ziyarah of Aba Abdullah. For us, it is a commitment to stand by the truth, just like Aba Abdullah did. It is also a means of forgiveness of sins with the wasila of Sayyid al-Shuhada. And finally, Jashn Qabir. So we find a narration from Imam Sajjad, which is related to him from Aba Abdullah. And he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in one of the wars that he had taken part in, he had a very heavy armor to protect himself. And the armor was so heavy that it was hurting him. Jibreel comes down and says, O Muhammad, your Rabb conveys his salams to you and has said to take this joshan, this coat of armor, and to recite it as it's a protection for you and your ummah. A lot of benefits are cited, but suffice us to say that whoever recites Joshan Kabir three times during the month of Ramadan, Allah will guarantee protection from Jahannam and entry into Jannah. He also appoints two angels to protect that person from all the evils of the world for as long as he is alive. In the final hadith of this du'a, it's been narrated from Aba Abdullah, Imam Hussein ibn Ali, and he says, my father Amirul Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, had bequeathed to me that I should memorize and protect this du'a and write it on the kafan, and that I should teach it to my family members, and he highly encouraged me to read it, as it contains 1,000 names of Allah, and within these names is Ism-e-A'zam, the great name. So there's 100 sections, and each contains 10 names of Allah. And each section ends with Subhanaka ya la ilaha illa ant al-ghawth al-ghawth khalisna minan nar ya rab. You are absolute perfection. There is no God but you. Help us, help us. Protect us from the fire, O my Rab. And this is in line with what Prophet Yunus al-Islam recited in the belly of the fish, when he said, La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimeen. There is no God except you. You are perfection itself. I have indeed been amongst those who have been unjust to myself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies saying, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So we answered his dua and delivered him from the agony, and thus do we deliver those who are faithful. Interestingly, the whole of Dua Jashn Kabir is actually one single request, and then that's the one that we repeat 100 times. The rest of the dua is about calling out Asma'ul Husna, the attributes of Allah. And it teaches us that unlike what we sometimes assume, dua is not restricted to asking Allah one's requests. Rather, it is essentially calling Allah, even if we do not ask Him for anything. It is getting to know the Creator. There is a famous hadith which says that Allah says, the most beloved thing to me through which an abd is able to get close to me is performing wajib acts. Then he gets closer to me through the mustahab acts until I love him. And when I love him, I will be his ears by which he hears, his eyes through which he sees, his tongue with which he speaks, and his hands with which he strikes. If he calls me, I will answer him. And if he asks me something, I will bestow it upon him.
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.